One of the most important ingredients for delicious sex is not what you think it is. It's not about ambiance and lingerie. It's not about penis size or vaginal tightness, and it has nothing to do with whether it's sacred or not. One of the most important components for sex to be satisfying and fulfilling is safety, and I'm not talking about prophylactics and birth control. I'm talking about feeling physically and emotionally safe and secure with your partner. You can feel sexually and emotionally confident, but that does not mean that you feel safe. As a woman, your safety and security is often enmeshed in your societal conditioning. Your partner's financial stability, social status, familial relationships, children, how many they have, how many they want, and a slew of other ideas and perceptions that have been embedded into your psyche. Your perception of these things will shape how you show up in the bedroom or not. Because as a woman, your body is designed to receive, and receiving requires surrender. But it's difficult to open yourself up and surrender if you don't feel safe. Safe about whether your emotional needs will be tended, whether your feelings will be regarded, whether this person will be able to care for you in whatever way that looks in the long run. Whether he or she is generous with their time, money, and love, his or her attitude towards life, politics, spirituality, and creativity, and more importantly, how much or how little you can trust one another. Keeping in mind that these things will change over time. What might be true today may or may not be true 10 years from now. Now, you might tell yourself the story that tangible things don't matter and that it's what's inside that's important, and that may be true. But it also might be a story that you're telling yourself out of fear of being alone. But your body will always tell the tale. It's essential for you to be honest with yourself about what is truly important to you without judgment. Your truth is your own truth. Own it. Casual sex is casual, but if you sleep with someone long enough, it's not casual anymore, and safety and security will be factored into the equation, and you can only feel secure when your needs are met. So I invite you to ponder, what are your basic security needs? The image above is Maslow's hierarchy of needs, and as you can see, the hierarchy corresponds to the chakra system. Coincidence? Nah. Remember, what happens outside of the bedroom matters just as much, if not more, as what happens inside. Make getting clear about what you want and need a top priority. And if you're already in a relationship, revisit your security needs often. Check in to see where you are. Communicate your truth to your partner. Reevaluate your understandings, commitments, and your partner's security needs as well. Your needs will change. Your needs will change because you will change. So keep your finger on the pulse of your own truth, always and forever.